A Not Quite Perfect Family by Claire Sandy. Read by Bea Holland. Fern Carlyle was a woman who lived from meal to meal. Already fantasizing about dinner as she washed up her lunch plate. But the annual midsummer supper in the garden was her favourite meal of the whole year. Lanterns in the trees, a blushing dusk supplying the flattering light a lady needs, and the soft boom, crash of next door's nightly vicious argument. A lifetime Londoner, Fern knew better than to expect birdsong. Her summer soundtrack was fox orgies and bin lorries. Her family's raised eyebrows couldn't dent the simple happiness Fern felt laying out nibbles on pretty mismatched plates.
Quail's eggs? Seriously?
Adam looked askance at the tiny ovals.
What happened to the usual breadsticks and own brand hummus?
He looked deflated. He was highly attached to own brand hummus. I'm recreating our meal at La Boite Rouge. It had been a high point of her year, so Fern pouted when he looked vacant. You can't have forgotten. We had that incredible dinner for our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. All those weird courses.
Adam patted his tummy, as if it was a skittish pet.
I had raging squirts all the next day.
Fern, not for the first time, wondered why she bothered. She'd been blown away by the attention to detail at the famous old-style French restaurant as plate after plate of delicious grub was brought to their table. When the waiter heard that they were celebrating their anniversary, he'd brought them a glass of scented sweet dessert wine, on the house. He wasn't to know it wasn't their wedding anniversary, but a celebration of the night Fern and Adam had first made love. She paused for a moment, a dish of stuffed figs in midair, and remembered the single bed in Adam's digs. It squeaked, and so did I. Fern watched Adam lug chairs over the potholed lawn. If she squinted, she could still see the lean, keen, young stud inside the outline of the 43-year-old dad. "Where's that pretty platter with the gold rim?" she asked him. "Do I look like the kind of person who could answer that question?" Adam was out of breath. The chairs Fern insisted on for this feast were cast iron and took some lugging. "I suppose not." Fern let him off the hook. "Sometimes I forget you're not a girl." She left him frowning at her receding back as she hurried back to the house, taking off her shoes as she did so. Lawns and heels don't mix.